In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
I want to share with you a true story about a young woman named Elaine. It's not her real name, but otherwise it's a true story, although I admit I might get a detail or two wrong. This was told to me quite a long time ago. Elaine was a young woman with a plan. She'd been working steadily, but not getting ahead. More importantly, jobs she had were not fulfilling. They didn't set her heart on fire. She wanted to go to college for an early childhood education degree. So Elaine needed a second job in order to save money for college. Now she loves children. So she applied for a job at a church-affiliated Christian daycare. It wasn't an Orthodox church, it was another kind of church. Elaine wanted the early morning shift. Half the year, it's still dark out when she gets to work, greeting and feeding the kids as soon as they arrive. Interview day comes, and Elaine is quite excited. But a big glitch. Elaine's boyfriend, who already has two kids of his own, suddenly doesn't have anyone to watch them. So Elaine brings the kids with her to the interview. Professionally, some might see this as interview suicide. Others might see it as a stroke of genius. What better way to show dedication to children when interviewing for a daycare than to bring children suddenly in your care? But for Elaine, it was just genuine life that sometimes happens. After the interview was over, several board members, including the pastor of the affiliated church, expressed a grave concern about Elaine, but not because she brought her boyfriend's kids to the interview, but that it might indicate that Elaine and her boyfriend were living together, and because of that sin, she would not be fit to care for children in a Christian-run daycare. The thought expressed was, if we hire a caregiver who's living with someone outside of marriage, we're opening the door for the devil to enter this daycare. And by devil, not meaning the young woman, Elaine, but rather the sin itself was going to be invited inside. It was said at the meeting, after all, we need to look to Jesus Christ and to Christ-like principles. That's a true story. Of course, Elaine didn't know this was being discussed after she left her interview. And I actually agree with the last part of that. The last part, that the board needs to look to Jesus Christ and uphold Christ-like principles. I agree with that part. Do you remember back in the 90s, there's a popular phrase, what would Jesus do? Is anyone old enough to remember that? You are not old enough to remember that. What would Jesus do? It was on bracelets, it was on t-shirts and books with the letters WWJD. If you have a moral dilemma, ask yourself, what would Jesus do? It got to be kind of hokey, but it does have its place too, because it's not a bad question. And I think Elaine's job application could have been one of those places. What would be the Christ-like path for Christian daycare board members, considering an applicant who is dedicated, who loves children, but maybe living with someone they're not married to? What would Jesus do? In our gospel today, Jesus meets a Samaritan woman at the well. The disciples are off running errands, so it's just the two of them. In the course of their conversation, the woman, who we know her name is Photini from church history, she comes to believe through their conversation that Jesus is not only a prophet, but that he's the Messiah, that he is the Savior of the world, the one that they've been waiting for generation after generation, the one that brings God's presence into the world. After their conversation, the disciples arrive back at the well. Jesus sends her back into the village, and by her testimony, through Photini's witness, it says in the scripture, many of the Samaritans of the city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. Many of the citizens believed because of the word of this woman who testified. And over the next 2 days, it says that Jesus stays with them, and eventually the whole city, the city of Sychar, believes in Jesus and comes to believe in him as the Savior of the world. And more than that, after Christ's resurrection, this woman Photini and her two sons Victor and Joseph go to Carthage, and by her witness and by her preaching, literally tens of thousands of people come to believe in and follow the path of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Eventually, Photini draws the attention of the governing authorities. She's arrested, and after great sufferings, unspeakable sufferings, was martyred by being thrown into a well. So what does Photini's story have to do with Elaine's job application? Photini was in an interesting place in life when Jesus calls her to minister to others, to be his apostle to Samaria. She had already burned through five husbands. She was living with a man she was not married to. She's the type that goes to the well unchaperoned and starts conversations up with men from other countries, which usually meant looking for a certain kind of meeting. And she's got those two kids by a man she's not even married to. What is the Christ-like course of action? What would Jesus do? Jesus says, I need someone just like you. He says to Photini, I need someone just like you. Miss Photini, I have a great and wondrous job for you. Now, it's a huge responsibility. People's souls hang in the balance. And you're just the woman for the job. You're just the woman that I want. Now, notice Jesus does not say, first, you must stop sinning. Jesus will get to that. Remember Father Mark's sermon from last week where he talked about the paralytic being healed. Go and sin no more is part of the message. But it's the last part of the message, not the first part of the message. The first part of the message is Christ says, I need and I want you. First, Christ affirms our gifts. First, he affirms our talents. First, he affirms our value. And he does so with Photini by calling her to this great assignment. It's an incredible lesson on how we see others. If we stop at the sins we see in them, if we say first heal yourself and then we'll see if you have value, we're going to miss the image of God altogether. And we will miss encouraging and empowering the amazing gifts that person has within. Gifts that God put there. Gifts that God is already calling. Now just think of how many wasted talents and lost opportunities over the centuries because we religious folks either couldn't or wouldn't see past certain sins. And yes, I will not only concede but defend the reality that in some circumstances there is a need for boundaries. I'm not going to argue with that. Sometimes there is a need for boundaries to prevent harm. But let's not become a people of walls and of fences and of rejections in the name of Christian principles, lest we find ourselves on the outside. When we realize that there is a lost coin, what do? We start looking for it. And we look for it up until we find it, then we polish it up, and we find out that it's just as good as it always was. In fact, even while the coin was lost, it still has value. Coin doesn't lose its value just because it's lost, and neither can a human being created in the image and likeness of God lose his or her value just because we're adrift. But back to Elaine and this Christian-run daycare. Just when the decision was drifting towards rejection, a young woman on the board, who happens to be Orthodox, that's how I found out this story, spoke in true Orthodox fashion saying, did we ever consider that maybe God sent her to us? Are we taking into account the outreach that we can offer her, that we can offer her kids? Maybe Jesus is working through us today in her life, and maybe Jesus is working through her in our lives. Boom. That's the gospel. If Jesus had rejected Photini for her situation, for being adrift at that moment, if the villagers had rejected her message because of her well-known sin, there would be no gospel in Samaria. I'd go so far to say as there be no gospel at all, because if there is no searching for and valuing the lost coin, then there is no gospel, because that is the gospel. That gospel is alive and well to this day. Through the witness of this particular Orthodox woman on this particular board of this particular Christian daycare, Elaine got hired and is still an exemplary and hardworking employee there to this day. And not that it's really my business, but Elaine is also married now, and probably an excellent stepmommy to those two little kids she brought to the interview, because someone had the Christ-like witness to see the value of a coin, even if the coin was adrift. Amen.
Amen.